Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. There is intrigue with the New York Jets every year, regardless of the record. Rex Ryan, Darrell Revis, Santonio Holmes, this year Tim Tebow. Well, for one reason or another, none of those four should be the deciding factor for the Jets when they come here to Gillette Stadium on Sunday to face the Patriots. Oh sure, Rex Ryan is still coaching the team, and Tebow enters the mix every now and then, but Holmes and Revis, arguably their most dangerous players, are both hurt, and perhaps more than ever in recent years, it's all on Mark Sanchez and Sean Green, and that's where we begin this week's opponent preview.
He was an absolute force last week against Indianapolis, a one-man wrecking crew. Sean Green piled up more rushing yards in that one game on Sunday, 161, than he had in the Jets' previous four games combined. Oh, by the way, the Jets had lost three of those previous four games and ended that ugly slide against the Colts. The Pats know that when the Jets run and when Green gets on a roll, they are at their most productive.
You definitely have to stop the run. That's one of the most important parts of the game right there, is not letting them start running on you. And obviously once you do that, it kind of opens up everything else.
They want to run the ball. They want to be able to. They're a physical football team. They want to be able to control the clock. They want to be able to make plays, and most of their plays come on the ground. They ran the ball against the Colts, I don't know how many times, but it was a lot. And you can just tell that's the way they want to play.
But they'll still need to rely to some extent on their always embattled quarterback. Sanchez has completed less than half his pass attempts and is without Holmes, who's had success against the Pats, and has dealt with a severely limited Dustin Keller. That means the crew of Curley, Cumberland, Shillens, and Hill handles the receiving workload. Not an ideal mix for Sanchez. And without Revis on the other side of the ball, the spotlight is heavily on Antonio Cromartie, the 6'2" cornerback who has three interceptions on the year. Which Patriots receiver he matches up against, and how the Jets use their new safety combination of LaRon Landry and Jeremiah Bell, should help dictate the way Tom Brady chooses to attack the Jets' D in the air. Plus, with New York ranked 28th in rushing yards allowed per game, this could be a chance for the Pats to get their Stephen Ridley-led rushing game back on track.
We always try to run the ball. We're always trying to do a lot of things, and that's going to come down to what we can prepare for, scheme up, and get done on game day.
They basically have every single play in the book on defense, so you got to be aware, you got to be ready, because you never know what they're going to bring.
But we know they'll bring Rex Ryan. And after the Jets trounced the Colts last week, he quickly shifted his focus toward the Patriots and, no surprise, made it clear what his expectations are for this Sunday.
I want them to know, and they know, that, I think we're going to beat them. So it really doesn't matter who says what, but we are going to be ourselves. And we're coming up there to take our swing. And we'll see if it's, if we land that punch to win a game.
Well, we've talked all week about how tight this division is. It really can't be any tighter. Every team is 3-3. Now, the Jets already have two wins in the division, and they move on to host the Dolphins next week. So you figure they are eyeing a commanding division lead, but the Patriots are eager to show that the division still runs through Foxborough. So for October, it's a pretty significant game in the AFC East. That will wrap it up for this opponent preview, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.